gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, why?
Why?
Because I survived Jane Velez Mitchell in person and lived to tell about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Did she punch you in the boob?
No, no, no purple nurples. I survived very nicely. Thank you very much.
Good.
She is peppy. Wow. Yeah, Rolando
on Craft Services, does she have meth or something? Is that how everybody is so peppy?
I did not see. Don't go Breaking Bad on me. I did not see any blue meth.
Coffee.
She just seems naturally lively.
Lively.
And delightful in person.
Yes.
Very nice. Anyway, my friend Rolando Watts was there. Thank God.
Yep.
Riding shotgun with me. We were live on set here in L.A. with Jane Velez Mitchell. And then there's probably, it's like the Brady Bunch on crack. There was like, suddenly like the boxes come up. There's like 10 other people on with us. What's happening?
Does
lasers and people. I was
does
like,
everybody speak at once?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. And Rolanda and I bitch slapped down some right wing guy that said that it's Obama's fault, the Capitol shooting.
What?
Because he's the commander in chaos, and this is what you get. I'm like, and we're like, what? Oh, this is the president's fault that some crazy woman took her car. And...
Does he realize that the Capitol Police, who responded so bravely yesterday,
yeah.
aren't getting paid
right.
until this thing is over?
Right. They're those despised federal employees we've heard
yeah.
so much about that the Republicans root to, you know. Lose their jobs. Okay, so that happened. We tweeted a picture live on set of me and Rolanda and Jane Velez Mitchell.
Anyway, it's on your Facebook page as well.
Thank you. A good time was had by all, except for I couldn't even tell which right-wing douche nozzle was talking.
Douche
I was
nozzle?
Like, what? Oh, Michael Graham, all those.
Oh, Michael Graham?
Oh,
he's a piece of work.
I was like, really? Really? Oh, it's the president's fault. Okay. All right. So, oh, by the way. By the by, I have a guess the quote for you, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Because, as you know, I got a little bit of hot water this week.
With what?
Well, you remember Newsbusters, Breitbart, whatever.
Yeah, about the
because
suicide bombers.
I was quoting Michael Tomasky and saying, right, politically.
Yes.
I'm not the only one that has said they're politically terrorists and suicide bombers.
Sure.
Politically speaking.
Not literally.
Not literally.
Suicide
Morans.
Bombers.
Jim, who said my Republican colleagues are behaving like lemmings with suicide vests?
Hmm. Jane Velez Mitchell.
No.
Peter King?
No.
Oh.
Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of Mississippi.
Wow.
A Republican of Mississippi.
Wow. Mississippi, no less.
At least I called them political human suicide bombers. He called them lemmings.
Lemmings with suicide vests.
Animals with suicide vests. At least I, for God's sakes. Why don't you pick that up, Newsbusters? Go stick your forces on, what's his name? Republican
Nunes.
From Mississippi! Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, which led to another. You know what I love best? I don't know why, Chris.
What?
The hate mail stragglers are always the better ones, actually.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know why. It's like the guys that, like, didn't get the alert or, like, oh! And forgot to write the hate letter, like, yesterday when everyone else did.
Right.
Because this hit Newsbusters when. Or Breitbart, I don't know.
It hit it 2 days ago. It hit Mediaite 3 days
right.
ago.
Rod's a straggler.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. But he made up in lateness, he made up in quality.
Okay.
I have to say. So the Republicans are trying to blow your children up, are terrorists, and they are suicide bombers. Wow, Stephanie. Hey, weasel. You're an ignorant F-word and C-word.
Oh, dear.
Blow it out your ass, dip.
I like that. I love it when people say, blow it out your...
Me too.
Yeah, that's funny.
Me too. Liberalism is a mental disease, and you're a terminal bitch. Step.
Oh, a bitch. Terminal bitch.
I didn't know if he meant bitch step. I think he just left off the H.
He gave up
your
before the H.
Terminal bitch.
Step.
Right. I thought it was a new kind of step class.
Bitch
no,
step.
Bitch step. I think he just meant
it's
bitch.
It's all the rage.
Step.
Everyone's going to bitch step class.
Someone should tell him that commas are his friend.
Right, right, right. Don't be afraid.
You're stupid. I can't bitch.
He
you're
put
bad.
A lot of effort into that to give up before the H on step. Seems like you're...
And he said blow it out your ass. That makes me instantly
blow
like
it out
him.
Your ass, dip. And I've not heard a weasel in quite some time. Hey, weasel.
F weasel?
No, S.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You
is,
are
is that
ignorant.
A thing?
Ing. C word.
Is that is a S weasel a thing?
Apparently.
Huh.
Apparently.
Okay.
He obviously put a lot of thought into it.
I like
yes,
that
he
one.
Did.
That
he
was
did.
Good.
I know. Thank you, Rod.
Well, Well, he was a straggler because he was putting thought into it.
Right, right.
The rest of them don't put any thought into it. They
to
just
get to work dip and weasel into the same sentence along with an extraneous C word.
And to blow it out your ass.
Right.
Usually they just vomit random letters.
Yeah.
On the
right.
Screen.
Yeah, like a right-wing Scrabble board has exploded under.
Or the magnetic poetry, you know, you just throw it at the fridge and the heat, they write what.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right. So, thank you, Rod. Okay. Yeah, we were, I don't know, there was a lot of that footage on Jane Velez Mitchell. A lot of it, on a loop, the cars and the police.
Oh, the Capitol thing?
The Capitol, yes.
Yes.
And then all the people would pop up in boxes and.
Because it was kind of a shooting, but. Not really. It was more like a car chase.
No, well, the other thing, right, is
it
I
was
I asked
by
you.
Fruiting.
No, it was not. Jim.
No.
No, the other thing I didn't get is why they couldn't just shoot her tires out because she wasn't armed. Obviously, at first people were like, "Oh, there's a shooter." But
well, they
she
didn't
wasn't,
know. If
she was
obviously
armed a crazy person.
Right. They didn't. Yeah. Know. And they're saying this morning that it looks like she might have had some mental problems.
You
and
think? Oh, you think?
And postpartum depression.
Oh, that was sad. Yeah, the baby is what 18 months.
Yeah.
It was in the car.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Look at you. You brought a baby to the Capitol.
Look what you did, Obama, with your shutdown.
Right. Right.
Well, the incident started at the White House. She tried to ram the gates there.
Yeah.
And
that's usually a bad idea.
And that's where a Secret Service agent was injured.
Right. Right. Yeah, but that's what I wasn't sure why they couldn't, because you were saying she'd already injured somebody, but I wasn't sure why they couldn't just.
Well, they didn't know if she was armed or not at that point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is very sad. Yeah, so that was yesterday, obviously. You know, plus, it's like, it's with all this going on, you go, you weren't sure if it was politically motivated. You're going, well, Congress has a 10% approval rating, shots at the Capitol, you know, I mean, it's just, it's
10% and dropping.
Yeah, really?
That's hard to do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Single digits?
People try to pretend it's both sides.
Congress, right.
You know, as a
oh,
whole,
yeah. No, Jane did some of that last night.
Yeah.
And I had to.
Did you
was,
give her a purple nurple for that?
I tried.
She put on her David Gregory toupee when she was.
So at one point, I think she was talking about, she meant theoretically, she did a police training. I don't know what she was saying, but she said that she did everything wrong and shot a bunch of people. I think she didn't mean literally, like probably in games.
Oh, figuratively,
and,
yeah.
And at one point, all the panel was screaming. I'm like, listen, people, you better behave, because she just said she shot a bunch of people. So I would. Listen, Jane, that was the break.
Did you make her laugh?
Night. Yes.
Theater.
She shot a bunch of guys in Reno just to watch them die. Shut the front door over there, Michael Graham.
Did Michael
Jesus,
Graham laugh?
I'm the one sitting next to her. She's going to go berserk. You're safely in a box somewhere else. She's right next to me, and she shot a bunch of people.
Lib talker Stephanie
yeah,
Miller
right.
claimed that
right.
Jane Velez Mitchell
crazy lefty lib talker.
I'm like, what? Did I hear that right? What?
From one of the 10 people screaming in your ear? Yeah.
I had to be like her. I had to be mall cop because they won't shut, you know, the front door. People in the things. And Michael, somebody was like blah, blah, blah on First Amendment. Who's to say when it's too much talking? Okay, can I not talk? And I'm like, you know what? You know who says when it's too much talking?
Jane.
Because she's a dictator. This isn't a democracy.
That's broadcasting 101.
Right. Exactly. All right. So anyway, yeah, we were saying, I literally, there is only one, Jim, as you just said, there's only one side. There's not both sides. This is part of the, and, you know, it's her show, so I couldn't really.
Right.
I did want to, like, shush, but, because she was like, oh, it's all broken. It's all, both sides.
No.
Government's broken. No! One side broken.
This whole thing started with them trying to defund Obamacare after it became law.
Yeah.
And when they couldn't do it, they just...
Yeah. Roland and I teamed up on someone and Willy Wonka'd them, you know, the Gene Wilder quote we keep, because I just said the obvious. This is a law. You don't get to negotiate. It's done.
3 years ago was the time to negotiate.
Done. There's no negotiate. And...
You get nothing. You lose. Right. Good day, sir.
Yeah. That's what we both yelled at the same time in some random box. I mean, and the other thing is, obviously enough Republicans have come forward. This would pass with no problem, a clean bill. Boehner just won't put it to a vote. And
well, the president refuses to compromise, so there's nothing I can do except drink.
Right. And by the way, Republicans have been pretty clear about that. They're happy about it.
Yes. They're thrilled.
Right. Michelle
Bachmann.
They're
destroying the government.
Right. She was on Sean Hannity's show Wednesday saying this is about the happiest she's seen Republicans.
Uh-huh.
It's happy joy time. For the people that hate government, they could not be happier.
But you can't go hang out
happy,
at...
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, right. Joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy,
right?
Joy.
They achieved happy, their dream. Happy. Zero government right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Which also means that 500,000 veterans a year aren't getting their meals on wheels. Thanks. Nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
While you're hanging out at a photo op
right.
in front of the World War II monument.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, Hannity expressed concerns that some Republicans are buckling under pressure to end the shutdown. Yeah, why would you want to do that?
Boehner is, actually.
Yeah, I know. But Bachmann assured him that they're holding together for now. She added, this is about the happiest I've seen members in a long time.
No.
Because we've seen we're starting to win this dialogue on a national level.
Computer says no.
What? What now? What polls are you looking at? 70-something percent in every poll I've seen are against shutting the government down to defund.
And it's basically just
Obama
10 care. Tea Party House members.
Right.
That's it.
Right. As the government shutdown was coming down the pipeline over the weekend, Bachmann was quoted by the Washington Post as saying, "We're very excited. It's exactly what we wanted, and we got it."
Okay. You own it now.
Hey.
Sell that to the 500,000 veterans who are going to starve now, thanks to you. Well done.
Well, Karl Rove did make a good point. It was good that she was out there getting some fresh air before she goes to prison.
That's the best part.
Oh, Lord, the day is at hand.
Oh, Jehovah God.
I'm going in the stripey hole.
My last days as a free woman.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days.
Oh, God.
You are Jehovah God.
Oh, golly. I wonder if Marcus will be the costume designer for her new series, Pink is the New Black.
Hey!
Hey!
A crew is the new black.
Okay.
This is clearly bone.
Bone.
Not a crew.
Who do you have to bone to get bone in this store?
Bone is the new a crew.
All right.
What?
What? Hey, guess what, everybody?
What?
Robin Quiver's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yay.
How excited am I?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. And we have a sexy liberal John Fugel saying, and Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Wow. That's right.
In hour number three. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Just stay on this frequency. We'll be right with you. Just stay on this frequency.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You got your girl. No sugar and spice in everything I eat. It's all in me. I can be anything that I want to be. Don't let it be a minority. Ladies, help me out if you agree. It ain't nothing but a sheet. It ain't nothing but a sheet. It ain't nothing but a sheet.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, yeah. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, dear God. Well... What does this say? The headline, Jim, woman in D.C., the Capitol chase that was killed in the shootout last night, may have thought Obama was stalking her, according to sources. I wonder where she could have gotten that sort of Obama derangement syndrome. The woman who led authorities on a chase from the White House to the Capitol before she was killed by police may have thought President Barack Obama was stalking her, law enforcement sources told NBC News.
Well, she's clearly mentally
right,
unstable.
Right.
And postpartum depression may have exacerbated that.
Right. Okay. By the way, so we were talking about Michelle Bachmann saying that this is the happiest she's seen Republicans in a long time. This is exactly what they wanted, a shutdown. It could not be happy.
Okay.
You
own it.
Her friend, Louis Gohmert, who is a...
Gohmert.
Yeah, kind of a Gohmert. They were, you know, as you were saying, wandering around for photo ops with the veterans, even though they were the ones that caused the shutdown that has, you know, closed the World War II Memorial and cut off their benefits and stuff like that, you know, not that that's important. After Senator Claire McCaskill accused lawmakers who appeared at the World War II Memorial of playing politics on the backs of veterans, you think?
Yeah.
Louis, Representative Louis Gohmert fired back as impugning McCaskill's respect for patriotism and accusing her of politicizing. It's her politicizing.
Wow.
Clash over. He said, "My heart breaks for someone with the ignorance of Claire McCaskill."
Oh,
Gohmert?
Okay.
Gohmert
thing.
He's
right.
Yeah.
Right, Claire McCaskill.
He's not only an a-hole, he's condescending.
Condescending and a moron. That's a bad combination.
She sees veterans and thinks politics. See, not the guy that showed up for the photo op. No, she's... Some of us see veterans and our heart breaks and rejoices for the sacrifice that they were willing to...
You idiot.
I just think I'm going to buy it.
Gohmert was one of several Republican legislators who accompanied. Got a photo op with veterans that were trying to get... Yeah, said, I don't know. I didn't know whether there'd be a camera there when we went.
Uh-huh. Right.
Wow.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, screaming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
It's outrageous who's playing politics with this, Gohmert said. God. I'm just sorry Claire McCaskill doesn't have enough knowledge about the patriotism that lies in some of us.
She's a
chick.
That
she sees veterans and want to help rather than thinking about politics.
Oh, Louie.
Louie and your friend Michelle.
Hey, kids, what's for breakfast?
My name is Michelle Bachman. I'm a member of the United States Congress from the United States of America.
And that's not all.
And joining me are two other members of Congress, Representative Steve King of Iowa and also Louie Gohmert of Texas.
Yep. It's Sugar Frosted Wackadoodles, the number one breakfast cereal for American kids in the United States of America, where America is.
Thank you, and it has been wonderful to be here in Egypt.
Wackadoodles, part of this unbalanced breakfast.
It appears that the Obama administration has been backing the Muslim Brotherhood in recent months.
The Muslim Brotherhood, they're always after me wackadoodles.
And moms, remember, wackadoodles contains 100% of your child's minimum daily exposure to lead-based paint. Try new sugar-frosted wackadoodles. We're crazy. On your grocer shelf next to Fruity Putins.
Oh, and how about this asshat? Republican who voted to shut down the government as a park ranger, why part of the government is shut down.
Yeah.
Did you see this jerk?
Yeah.
He voted for Representative Randy.
Neugebauer.
Yeah.
Nurgerberger.
Republican of Texas, of course.
Of course. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We actually have audio of him confronting a ranger about why a particular portion of the government is shut down that he just voted to shut down.
And was bragging about it the day before.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I work for the Park Service as someone who worked at this site. I'm sorry that you feel this way.
That have traveled with their family, and how do you look at them and say, how do you deny them access? I don't get that.
It's difficult.
Well, it should be difficult.
It is difficult. I'm sorry, sir.
Park Service should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm not ashamed.
Well, you should be.
This woman is doing her job just like me. I'm a 30-year federal veteran. I'm out of work.
Well, the reason you are is Mr. Reed is...
No, it's because the government won't do its job and pass a budget.
Yeah!
Yeah, bike guy! Way to go, bike guy! I mean, seriously, this is... There's
doing
no...
Doing what I told you to do.
You want to be ashamed of yourself after I just voted? Okay. I'm winded by the first half hour of our show. Ooh, wobbly, wobbly, wobbly.
You need a hug. A-holes, my God.
Yeah. Bill in Maine. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Mama. How are you?
Good morning, baby. I'm all right. I'm winded.
Hey, listen. Well, here's something for you. I'm one of those crazy people who thinks we should negotiate with this Republican bunch, but I want to say that not in the way you might think. We sit down at the table with them and say, yes, we'll sign your continuing resolution if you give us a jobs bill and if you relax some of the sequester cuts. And, oh, yeah, if you go door to door and knock on the doors of everybody you cut the payroll of and apologize personally.
Well, that's a thought. And you can roll back every, pass gun laws and what else?
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, let's do Gary in Michigan. Hey, Gary, welcome. Hey, Gary.
Hello, Steph.
Hello. Okay, 30 seconds. Go
How
ahead.
Are you? Oh, that's it. Oh, geez. I miss you guys. I'm in Detroit here. They took you off TV. They took you off radio. I only get you on satellite in my car. But my thing is basically what that guy just said about why don't we negotiate with them when the House sends a Senate bill saying, oh, we'll fund this and that. So why does the Senate get a bill with everything else on it, name what it is, but we want to fund care for Meals on Wheels for veterans. We want to fund cancer, so kids can get cancer treatment.
All right, yeah, we'll make a little hostage demand list as well. Robin Quivers next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Is it cold in here? Or is it just that I'm not wearing any underwear?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. I've waited my entire radio career to say this. Good morning, Robin Quivers. Good morning, Robin Quivers. Are you there? Uh-oh. All right. Well, maybe I'll be waiting longer.
Damn liberal shutdown.
They shut down my interview with Robin Quivers. All right.
Put her on hold.
All right. I will put her on hold again.
Okay.
All right. Well, because I was saying, I've been in radio since, as you know, Jim, the Paleolithic era.
Paleolithic?
And I have Anyway, I've always wanted to meet Robin, never have, and she has an amazing new book out called The Vegetation of Robin, which might actually even turn me from a carnivore into a vegetarian. But we will, should I just keep, okay, let me try one more time. Robin, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Yay. I said I've been waiting my whole life to say good morning, Robin Quivers.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted to meet you.
Aw, me too. I was saying yesterday that you and I helped Marconi invent radio. That's how long we've been.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
I have seriously been a fan of yours forever. I'm so thrilled to meet you, and I'm so thrilled about your recovery, as we all are, obviously.
Thank you.
It was, wow, to make Howard Stern cry, that's...
cry a lot, you know. It wasn't fun, you know. There was a lot of crying during that time.
Yeah. Oh my God. What an amazing story. Because I remember, you know, even watching the movie Private Parts, and you can see how much you guys have just loved each other and been loyal to each other for so many years. And you know, that was it. Really, maybe, you know, I think it was one of those moments when, you know, when you returned the other day, that everybody thinks about the people in their lives, right? And goes, oh my God. You know, sometimes it's not until you think about losing someone that's so important to you that you really appreciate it, right?
Right, and that's when you have to think to yourself, you know, I haven't told that person I love them in a while. Let me call them and let them know.
All right, Chris, Jim, yeah. I love you.
Oh, God, really? No.
Oh, that was horrible.
It's a love fest.
Well, anyway, I was wondering, because your book obviously is so amazing, The Vegetation of Robin, How Real Food Saved My Life. But this was not necessarily connected to your cancer, right? You did
this book was written before I was even diagnosed.
Right.
And so it turns out that, you know, and quite frankly, when I was first diagnosed with cancer, I was like, this isn't supposed to happen to me. I was eating to make sure all of that stuff didn't happen. How could this be happening to me? And I kind of got angry for a while. And, you know, I was like, maybe I should have just eaten everything.
You're like, I've been eating carrot souffle. But, you know, I know that, like you say in here, it's sort of the old saying, but it's so true about you got sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, right?
Yeah. I really like enjoying my life. I don't know why, but I'm one of those people who's really into feeling good and having a good time. And in the body I had before I became a vegan, I wasn't feeling good and I wasn't having a good time.
Well, we just assume that that's morning radio. Are you sure it's not having to get up in the middle of the night?
Well, that doesn't make it any easier. Let me tell you, you got to be in good shape to do morning radio.
I know. I always talk to the guy, you know, that does this show on the studio next to me, and I'm like, do you ever get used to, because he's been doing it even longer than we have this time, and I'm like, do you ever get used to this? He's like, no, you never get used to these hours.
I said to somebody the other day, because they said, how is it? I said, it's not natural. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah. This is not the natural order of things. But you were saying that, you know, you sort of document in the book, it's not just a cookbook, it's about your kind of struggles with food in general, right? And the kind of diet you used to eat.
Yeah, because I most of these books start at, I feel wonderful, why don't you?
Right.
Instead of, you know, I didn't ever, you know, there was never a book like, look, I was going through what you're going through.
Right.
And I figured it out, and I don't feel that way anymore, and you can too. So that's where I wanted to start. I wanted to tell my story so that if you can see yourself in it in any way, you have that hope that it can change.
And Robin, sometimes I think as you talk about it, it's you know, a pattern of eating that starts in your family, and you talk about how your relatives, you know, dealt with obesity and diabetes and things like that, and heart disease, and that's part of what motivated you, right?
Absolutely. When I was giving my history to the doctor, I didn't have anything to report. And then he said, well, what about your family? I said, oh, they have everything. And he said, no, I mean cancer, diabetes. I said, yeah, they got the whole gamut. And he then looked at me and he said, are you sure you're not sick? because with a family history this significant, you should have something. And I said, that's why I changed my lifestyle.
Yeah. What I mean, I have to say, I'm a big old carnivore, and I'm the stuff I've read so far, I'm like, that sounds delicious.
Well, I have been getting some really good reviews when people have tried the recipes, and the whole point is not that everybody should become a vegan, because I truly believe that our needs are as individual as our fingerprints, but that everybody should be adding more vegetables to their diet, and vegetables are good.
Yeah. Well, I was saying that I was reading through some of the recipes, and I'm not a natural cook. These guys can testify
that
to that.
True.
But so a lot of this stuff looks easy too. I was really surprised.
Well, that's the other point. I learned to cook. I couldn't cook at all before I started eating vegetables because I just couldn't find them the way I wanted them, and so I figured I have to start making them myself. But I'm a person who tried to once cook a steak in a drawer. So I was no natural cook either. I kept going back to the drawer, opening it, and saying, why isn't this cooking? I realized it's not a broiler.
Listen,
it's a drawer.
I don't mean to be competitive with you, but I can top that, and these guys can tell you. I almost blew up our entire radio building because I tried to cook a potato in the microwave with foil on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. I forgot the foil's in the oven, not the microwave.
But at least it was vegan.
It was vegan.
Except for the aluminum.
Yeah, except for that part. Oh, well, you know, I have to say, I'm just so thrilled. I was at Sirius XM on Friday in the whole Howard and Robin wing of the building, and I was like, is Robin here? And so I can't believe in all our travels we have never met. I mean, it just was...
Yeah, it's unusual, but I'm glad we finally got to at least talk.
I know, and I was so touched, as I think we all were, by your return the other day, and, everybody's rooting for you, and I'm so thrilled with the new book. It's called The Vegetation of Robin. What a thrill to meet you. Hopefully next time I'm in New York in person.
Great. I would love that.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Talk to
bye
you
bye.
Soon. All right. Bye-bye. Robin.
She's awesome. Love her.
So sweet. I've just heard, obviously, nothing but great things about her.
Been a fan of hers and, well, Howard's for quite a few years.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, that was a joke. He did not ask her to take her top off after at the end of crying and all. That was a little joke.
He did say that she had a nice rack, though. He really did say that.
I wasn't that far off.
Exactly. And she does have a nice rack.
Well, she's what's not nice about her, the whole thing. All right. Hey, if you think things are bad and chaotic here, hey, Jim, at least we're not in China. Killer hornets? Killer hornets.
I heard about that.
Killer hornets kill 42 in China.
As big as the palm of your hand.
Right.
Oh, wow. That was an Outer Limits episode. These aliens, like giant
swarms
hornets.
Of hornets have killed 42 people in northwestern China in recent months as temperatures rise and development drives the into cities.
Oh, wow.
The terrifying attack started in July with 1,640 people having been stung. This is a good thing. I don't live in China. Hornets are sensitive to bright colors, the smell of human sweat, alcohol, perfume, and the running of humans or animals.
Wow.
That's pretty much...
That's your life.
That's
all,
me.
That's you. That is you.
I wear bright colors.
You're wearing a neon
perfume.
Green shirt today.
I'm sweating Chardonnay while I'm running with my dogs. I would be... Bam!
Maybe that's one good thing about the Fukushima radiation. Maybe it'll kill all the hornets.
Or make them bigger, like they made Godzilla.
What is that? Is there a small plane landing? What's... Good God.
Like a squadron of B-17s.
No!
I was just trying to make everybody feel better about living in America for a second. Oh! Well, at least we don't kill our hornets. All right.
Yet.
Not as destructive as Republicans, but
no.
Still. Lynette in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Lynette.
Oh, hey, you guys. It's been so hard to get through that Travis. He's just such a, I don't know,
he's
a perfectionist.
Oh, he's
difficult.
Right?
Walcott. But today it was Alex. Thank you. Yay.
Yes, our intern Alex.
So I think that Obama definitely
he's a pushover.
Should sit down. I definitely think Obama should sit down, talk with the Republicans, sit down. First question, all right, where's the health plan that you have? Where's
right.
your replacement? Where is it? Why nobody's asking that? They're like, normally when sane people want to talk, they have some alternative
right.
plan.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That, I mean, that's...
My plan is for you to fuck it. That's
right.
That's the whole plan. That and drinking.
Yeah, that's their actual plan. It's repeal and replace with suck it.
Yes.
That's the bill.
And drink it.
Right. Right, the president.
You don't negotiate by putting a gun to the other person's head. Or worse yet, by putting a gun to the American people's head by threatening a shutdown.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I read the best thing. I don't know where this... Oh, Daily Beast probably, but this is the reason why. Because, of course, they're going, oh, why won't the president talk? He won't...
There's nothing to negotiate.
Republicans against the Republic. Stalemate going forward may be inevitable, at least with the system our framers built, but blackmail is a choice. And when the Republicans choose to use that weapon, they begin us down a road to permanent ungovernability. Mm-hmm. The president is right to resist the Republicans' choice, not just to defund Obamacare, but more importantly, to defend a system of government. That's what he's defending. Because we're saying, once you create this precedent, I mean, if this is the way we govern now, by crisis and default and shutdown, the Republicans are free to choose as they have. But they're also free to behave like representatives within a system of separated powers and to govern with the maturity that our framers took for granted. I mean, mm-hmm. once again, we always say the framers couldn't have imagined assault weapons. They couldn't have imagined this version of the Republican Party, I don't think. All right.
Well, there have been obstructionists in the past.
Not like this. Okay, 45 minutes.
I challenge you to a duel.
A duel. 45 minutes. Oh, and there was that one guy that beat the other guy over the head with a cane. There was that.
There's been acrimony before. Let's just
say
that.
This is not acrimony. This is anarchy.
Okay.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Brings me back to the 80s.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Break Room, Universal Studios.
Oh, good times.
Playing
good times.
Q-Bert.
All right. What? 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, I'm loopy because it's Friday, and I've survived Jane Velez Mitchell, so I'm doing the thing where I put a piece of Brussels sprout on my tooth.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, to make you laugh. Okay.
And now to make you look vegan.
Well,
you made me laugh, but then you took it off, but there's a green stain on your tooth now.
Okay. That's
just your shirt.
Thank you. All right, I will be on the Ed Show on MSNBC today, hopefully without a Brussels sprout on my tooth.
And hopefully without Jane Velez Mitchell giving you a purple nurple.
Oh, dear God. Barely got out of that alive. Okay, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, Ed in Philly. Hey, Ed. Hello,
hey.
Ed. Hello, Ed in Philadelphia.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Steph?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I'm just curious about this health care thing. Why are we in such a hurry to be free to pay a lot of money?
Huh?
I mean, Medicare.
Huh?
No, well, what does healthcare do? All they do, health insurance company does, is contract out to doctors and hospitals and whatnot, and take premiums against, you know, various tests and whatnot. And Medicare does that on 6 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Your average, your private guys do it at over 25 cents on the dollar. So
right.
why are we?
That's why we should have
to pay.
She had Medicare for all.
Medicare for all. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Good point.
Yeah, why are we fighting to pay more money? I mean, let's face it. You know, you could always pay a lot of money if you want, you know, have a wealthy executive. I mean, you know,
That's why we should have Medicare.
Yeah, Medicare for all was a suggestion, but as part of a compromise in order to get this thing through with the Republicans,
right,
we took it off the table.
Right.
Which was...
This is the, you want to hear the scariest story for Republicans?
Sure.
Is why they're, you know, basically just have moved to anarchy. Meet Butch Matthews, a Republican who came to love Obamacare after realizing it will save him $13,000.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
Socialism.
Yeah.
Kenyan voodoo.
Butch Matthews is a 61-year-old former small business owner from Little Rock, Arkansas.
He doesn't.
Well, he didn't before. Now he does. A lifelong Republican, he was heavily skeptical of the Affordable Care Act when it first passed. I did not think Obamacare was going to be a good plan, and I didn't think it was going to help me at all, he said. On Tuesday, his local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider confirmed that he would be able to buy a far better plan than his current policy while saving at least $13,000 per year through Arkansas's Obamacare marketplace. Oh, heavens. His new coverage will cost him absolutely nothing in monthly premiums after factoring in federal subsidies and has a deductible of $750, which is a lot different from $10,000, he pointed out laughing. The mid-level silver policy that he picked also offers a significantly better benefits package. It's a lot better plan, Matthews said. Under Obamacare, when Matthews visits a doctor, it will no longer cost him around $150. It will cost $8.
Wow.
Here's the, I have to say, a little bit of the dark lining in this story. He said, I'm still a very strong Republican, but this, I'm so happy this came along.
Oh my God.
So you're still going to vote?
It just kind of happened.
The people that want to take that away from you?
Yes.
Maybe he'll rethink that on the way to the voting booth the next time. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the problem is like so many people so strongly identify, you know, I'm a Republican. Well, I'm still a Republican. Well, why? Ay, the president yesterday.
It's happening because of a reckless Republican shutdown in Washington.
That's right.
Testify. Let's go to what?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you park people. Look what you did. Look what you made me do.
Jim in Michigan. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Mama. How you doing?
No, good. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just had a comment that if the Republicans win this debate, it's going to be just like a coup. That we have defeated the electoral process and taken over the government.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's really what this is at its base, is sore loserdom. They have lost and lost and lost. They lost on this vote. What are we up to, Chris? 43 times they voted 44. To repeal this. Went to the Supreme Court. Had two elections where this was pretty much the primary issue. They just, it's like you lost.
So this is all they have left, is to shut down the government and blame Obama for it.
It's a tantrum. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just, Harry Reid yesterday said,
we will act on a clean debt ceiling. The president said he's not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. He's not going to negotiate. We aren't either.
Thank you. All right. Jason in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Steffi. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm with, I'm working right now with my Republican friend here, and we're arguing about the health care law. And one of the things that he's saying is that with the new health care law, certain people who go to get care, the younger folks are going to get care before the older folks are going to get care.
No.
And I was kind of thinking that was crap.
It is crap.
Yes, that's kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no prioritization based on age in order to get care.
So anyone can get care, right?
Yes.
All right.
You know, tell your friend he's a dope.
If you have an axe sticking out of your head, you might get in faster than someone who has a tummy ache.
Right. We all know that. When you go to the ER, you got to fake it. You got to hop it up a little bit if you want to get seen before next June.
Yeah.
I have an axe in my head.
I don't see.
And I have one of those comedy props, so I just take it no matter what's wrong when I go to the ER. I'm just like,
I have an arrow through my head.
I have an arrow through my head.
Okay, Steve Martin. Okay, we got it. Funny. It's funny.
And this rubber chicken is not helping to get it out.
I have an invisible axe in my head.
I will just sit over here and wait on my whoopee cushion. Fine. I'll just wait on my whoopee cushion until you're
That's
fine.
Not a whoopee
With
cushion.
With an axe in my head. Hello, Jeff in Ohio. Hello, Jeff in Ohio.
Hello?
Or not.
Okay, what is with these people?
I don't.
Maybe there was a shutdown in their house.
All right.
Everyone has their own personal shutdown.
Representative Nancy Pelosi.
They're stalling for time so that they can jam this up against the debt ceiling. I hope they prove me wrong.
Yeah, they're trying to lock the CR in with the debt ceiling fight.
I know.
That's what the stalling
is
about.
Yeah. They might have, if perhaps they weren't dopey enough to be on tape saying this was their plan. Paul Ryan is on. He said it. He said, we think that's going to be the, what do you call it? Forcing mechanism.
Yeah.
To getting what we want is waiting until, I mean, that's why it's just such, this is such a charade. These pictures of empty seats. They've been asking for months and months to talk to them. They deliberately waited till now so they think they can have a hostage crisis.
Uh-huh.
And,
they can't win elections, so they do stunts.
Yep. Right. They all, yes. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat.
Right now, we need a big deal. We got $17 trillion of debt. Raising the debt doesn't fix the debt. I've always been the first to say that. So I want a long-term solution to this short-term problem that we seem to have every 3 to 6 months.
Yes. He, however, is unhelpful in many ways.
Yeah, why is he a Democrat?
All right.
He's a Quisling.
All right. Dean Abadala, comedian extraordinaire, sexy little John Bugle saying much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, you're right. People do post random things on my Facebook page.
Bob Dole thinks Bob Dole's imaginary action Bob Dole's head. Damn Nazis.
Makes Bob Dole look like a fruitcake.
Yep. All right.
Makes Bob Dole look like a guy with imaginary axes.
Comedian tips for the emergency room. Go with an arrow or an axe through your head.
Yep. That'll get
just
you in faster.
One. Right. I can wait on my whoopee cushion, but I have an axe in my head.
This is ketchup. It's not blood.
All right. You know what it is? Everybody's going a little loopy with the shutdown crash and all. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I was working on my healthcare.gov site when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When some monsters from a house began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, they did the shutdown crash.
The shutdown crash.
It made them look like asshats.
The shutdown crash.
It might cause us to smash. It was the shutdown crash from my Oval Office and my White House biz to the right-wing chambers where ignorance is bliss. The trolls all came from their underbridge abodes with talking points straight from their commodes.
They talked some trash.
They talked some shutdown trash.
The shutdown trash.
It was a suicide crash.
They did a crash.
It caused all of this crap.
They did the crash.
They did the shutdown crash.
Oh, that's good.
Come with me.
Never.
Everything will be fine.
Oh,
you're perfect, all right. You're gerrymandered, my friend.
I always thought Jeremy Irons should play Boris Karloff.
Nick, it's a big orange head on TV. Oh, just John Boner again. Okay, happy Halloween. All right. You know, so we were saying the Congress has a 10% approval rating.
Yes,
might
not
be
much.
Lower.
It's dropping.
Leave it to our friend Dean Abadala, comedian extraordinaire, to focus on who are these people? These 10%.
Yeah.
Say it with me, Dean Abadala. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who
are these people?
That song. Was that you? Is that you singing, Stephanie? That's probably you.
Newman.
Yes. No, it is a good thought. Really, who are the people that go yes? This is exactly what I was hoping for.
Congress, you know what? Apparently, I have found them because in my articles about the 10% of people per new poll approve of Congress, and many of them have emailed me to tell me what a great job is Congress is doing, and Congress has to stand up to Obama, that Muslim socialist terrorist lover. So
right.
Apparently, I have found them, and they don't live in my neighborhood, but they're out there, and they are really proud of Congress.
Well.
They want Congress to destroy government. That's what they want. They want
It's
a counterintuitive thing. You want to elect people to destroy the institution you're electing them to. That's what these guys really want.
You wrote about this. You said, I'm so intrigued by these people who have such horribly low standards. Where were they when I was still dating? That I went to the social media to find them. So you asked, who are these 10 percenters, right? And
who are these people? I call them 10 percenters.
Oh, these people.
And you got no one admitted it, right?
No one admitted it until the article went up, and then some of the right-wing people. And, you know, they could be – I shouldn't say they're right-wing. They could just be people who are anarchists, frankly, who send me emails saying that they support Congress. But just a few of them. Overwhelmingly, people don't understand who these 10% of the people are going to be. Is it the statistical error? You know, my theory is maybe the people who said they thought Congress was doing a good job, they were being sarcastic, the pollster. They're like, what do you think of Congress? They go, fabulous. Okay, and
they
wrote that down.
You said – somebody said some people just want to watch the world burn. So it's,
yes.
You know, arsonists, nihilists, anarchists, other people like that, right?
Right, people from Batman. Like there are people in different movies and comic book heroes or villains who want to watch the world burn. And that's some of it is this glee by the right wing. I saw Michelle Bachmann.
Right.
They, you know, with such a spring in our step, we've never had more morale higher. This is yesterday on TV.
Right.
Meanwhile, there are people who are going to have no food to eat because of the WIC program, Women, Infant, Children program, and Head Start. And their Republicans are actually giddy about this. That because the people who are getting supported by these programs never voted Republican anyway. So let's be frank. They don't care about them. They're not their constituents. They're the others that President Obama's given gifts to in their mind who don't deserve anything, who should, I guess, survival of the fittest mentality, no safety net, let people perish. Let's be giddy about this. This is outrageous to me.
But, Dean, you actually wrote at CNN.com, it's actually a cautionary tale. You said if you do know people who actually believe Congress is doing a good job, please watch over them carefully. These are the type of the people that lead to warning labels on products like bleach that state do not drink and blow dryers that read for external use only.
Yes,
these are people that need to be watched.
Absolutely true.
Right.
No, I think these are our simple people who, you know, have to remember to breathe, and you have to go out there and protect them like children.
What are you saying? In, out, in, out. They're just, they need to, like, breathe in, breathe out.
Don't forget to breathe. Keep sharp objects away from the electrical sockets. Like, you've got to, for children, they childproof the house. You have to do this for the 10%. The same way, put padding around the wall.
Right.
You have to childproof the country.
Yes, we do. These are people that we need to tell them that a plastic bag is not a toy for their child.
Right.
A dry cleaning bag.
Little tips. Things like that. Like, you know, don't lick the pavement. You know, think of your parents as a child. Don't eat yellow snow.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things these people never got. Because who in their right mind could think Congress is doing a good job? And this 10% won't let go. Like they, I don't know if they're Democrat, Republicans. I can't say that honestly they're all Tea Parties. I really think some are anarchists who are actually happy. And Harry Reid has called the Tea Party people anarchists. Just yesterday I saw him say that. But and it's so shocking. The same people are so adamantly pro-life are happy when you don't have, when your programs cut Head Start and programs that help single parents. And you go, the irony is not lost on you. Really, the hypocrisy is not drowning you. Nope, not at all. They're happy.
Yeah.
They're giddy. I can't believe the giddiness.
So, by the way, speaking of anarchy, I was on CNN Headline News yesterday on Jane Velez Mitchell, and I missed the cocoon of you and I spooning on Aaron Burnett on the old people regular CNN because Headline News, it's a lot of graphics and there's like 10 people in the boxes and a lot of screaming.
Yes.
And it was very befuddling for Grandma. And
it's the Hollering Loud Network. I've been on it before. I've been on Dr. Drew, and I'm going to be on next Tuesday on Dr. Drew. And I locked Dr. Drew. Everybody yells. I was on with a doctor. He's yelling. I'm like, why? You're a doctor. Why are you screaming? You're next to me. I mean, stop yelling.
Right,
you're
here.
An MD. There's no need. You know, I'm not even kidding. The doctor's screaming. Everyone, just you get on the show, just start screaming. They go, how dare
I remember
I
the day
that I had a microphone.
I remember
medication now. Why, doctor?
It's an entire network of Al Sharpton's. I remember the better days of just spooning gently with you under Aaron Burnett's wing, and I.
When we were making clever points in sarcastic tones and Riley being ironic, and it was hitting home. This is everyone. Even if you have a joke, you got to yell it. If you don't yell, you're drowned out. Everyone's the middle child on this show. It's unbelievable. The entire panel of middle children.
I'll see you back on the big kids network soon. I hope. All right, Dean Abadal, comedian extraordinaire. CNN.com. He writes great stuff.
Yes, he does.
Check it out. Hey, how about this gal? Some North Carolina, you know, some lawmakers giving up their salary as they should.
Sure.
During this shutdown, they noted to defer pay.
Yep.
Give it back to the Treasury, whatever. Republican Representative Renee Elmers of North Carolina, she said, the thing of it is, I need my paycheck. That's the bottom line. Thanks.
So does your staff, lady.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Screw the staff.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Golly.
Screw the help.
Yeah, tell that to the 800,000 people you just put out of work. They need the paycheck, too. Yeah, the thing of it is, you'd be a lamb. Run along now.
Yeah, don't use my bathroom. I have one for you people.
I built your own special bathroom. Don't you like it? Don't you like your own special bathroom? Mm-hmm.
This is a trough.
It really is. It's like a whole episode of The Help now.
Yeah.
With Republican lawmakers. All right. Speaking of which, Senator Mitch McGlipless.
The president basically called us all down there to tell us he's not interested in negotiating. It was essentially a negotiation about not negotiating. And now we hear he's off campaigning today in Rockville rather than sitting down to get this thing solved.
There's nothing to negotiate. It's the law.
Oh, my God. Rolanda Watts, on her hair and makeup just sits, you know, and she goes, you know, because she doesn't marinate in politics. She talks about a lot of stuff. She's like, isn't this a law? She goes, I don't really get what's going on here. It's the law, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes.
The average person, yes. That's how the average person in America thinks. Yes. Like, what? This was Pat. Why? Huh?
We really need to negotiate the Articles of Confederation.
Oh, looky, Jim, on our Yahoo page. Look at this. It's a public service. How to detect an Obamacare lie.
Oh.
Well, we're getting pretty good at that on our phone lines.
Yeah.
But they were trying to do a public service about what stuff, you know, is true or not. Confusion with the exchanges opening and all of that. This is what happens is because they get very specific, so it sounds like this is. I think we've had some people do this, but they said they did a Q&A to illustrate how nonsensical some of the anti-Obamacare rhetoric is, along with how simple it can be to check information that sounds suspicious. Because a lot of people call here and say something, and we're like, And then through the power of the Google, we're almost in real time able to say no.
No.
Says no.
Literally the...
Computer says no.
No.
Yeah.
But nice try. Remember in the horse-drawn days of radio? You would just be like, oh, well, that sounds like a whole load of...
That's a big... pile of horse poop.
Right. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. One participant submitted a comment claiming that illegals will get free health care under Obamacare.
Sure. Right.
It's right there
along
in the bill.
With the following language that supposedly comes straight from the law itself. Oh, fun facts, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Page 50, section 152. The bill will provide insurance to all non-U.S. residents, even if they are here legally. Page 58 and 59, the government will have real-time access to an individual's bank account and will have authority to make electronic fund transfers from those accounts. Page 272, section 1145, cancer hospital will ration care according to the patient's age. Age 76, you will not be eligible for any cancer treatments.
Those sound like complete lies.
Right, but they cite page numbers
to make it look true. There are details and page numbers, so obviously they can't
be
lying.
So are you obvious? Because the people go, have you read the bill? It's like, yes, I actually did. So they helpfully say, first, look up the ACA online. See if this language is actually in there. Use common sense. Thank you. Thank you, Yahoo.
Get a brain, Morans.
Yeah, get a brain, Morans.
Get your government hands off my Medicare.
Because most commenters in the Yahoo comment section are, ironically.
Yahoos.
Yeah, tend to be Yahoos.
Tell you what.
All right. So that happened. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, we continue. Oh, the boner? Is the boner getting shaky?
He is. He's starting to crash. Shaky boner.
Come on.
No, I'm
not the
shaky
feller.
Boner.
All right, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number, toll free from anywhere. Always fun to wade through the comment section on Yahoo. Because the comments are just they're comedy gold.
It's time to play the game for people who know they're right. What's my comment? Here's your host, Johnny Yahoo.
Thank you. We have two contestants, so let's play What's My Comment. Here's your first headline, Remote Alaska Volcano Erupts. David.
I hope everyone's all right.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Skeeter.
Impeach Obama and the Chicago thugs.
That is correct.
Wait, what does that have to do with...
Okay, our next headline, White House releases Benghazi emails. Yes, David.
Well, given the circumstances, it seemed like the appropriate act...
Oh, sorry. Skeeter?
Tyranny, Hitler, freedom.
Hey, where did you get
kidding.
Well, you lost. I guess you'll just have to stay on welfare.
But wait a minute. The stories and the responses don't have anything to do with each other.
What's the matter, David? Did you run out of food stamps?
What the hell's going on around here?
You're kind of a Nancy boy, aren't you?
Nick Sissy.
Bet you're a big pipe smoker, huh?
Hey!
Thanks very much.
I want to talk to a producer.
We'll see you next time.
Hey. Thanks for playing. Hey. What's my comment?
Don't I even get a stupid copy of the home game?
He's a big sissy.
A completely idiotic, time-wasting production.
He's a big sissy.
Tyranny, Hitler, freedom.
All right, let's play a live version. Ludger? Am I saying that right in Germany? Ludger? Hello?
I'm Ludger. Sure you're not pronouncing that right.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Ludger. Yo, Ludger.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Guten Tag, how are you?
Guten Tag. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Okay, I was on hold for a long time. I kind of lost my train of thoughts, but I just would like to tell you, being from Germany, I have some land in Wisconsin. I came to get away from Germany, our healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
You have to remember one thing. You're getting a healthcare system in America similar to European-style healthcare, but you got to always remember your health treatment. That's going to be the key, your treatment.
Right. Preventative care, you mean?
Well, any treatment for that matter, because the treatment that you get when you're in socialized medicine is not as good as the one that you have in
this
America.
This isn't socialized medicine, what we're doing here.
Hitler.
Oh, I'll invite you to Germany.
Great. What you have in Germany is not what we have here.
You will see it coming real fast.
Right, but what you have in...
Oh, my God, it was a live version of Hitler. Obamacare,
yes,
Hitler.
Right. Yeah. I lived in Germany for 3 years. It worked fine.
Yes, what they have in Germany is socialized medicine.
Right. And
that's not what we have here.
We've had it since the 1880s,
yes.
And they haven't gotten rid of it.
What we have here are private insurance companies competing against each other.
And in Germany, you have the option of having additional insurance.
Exactly.
Privatversicherung.
Do you see what I mean about there's no difference between the comedy and reality these days?
The Luger was a German gun in World War II. That's why he called himself Luger.
Oh, I get it.
He's not German.
It was spelled L-U-D-G-E-R.
That's funny.
L-U-D-G-E-R.
Ludga.
Yeah.
The headlines just write themselves. Republicans to investigate why their shutdown caused memorials to be shut down.
You
see what I mean? Comedy, reality. There's no dividing line anymore. It's just...
Who called for that? Michelle Bachmann?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
yeah.
She's dumb.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Maybe she should have moved to Switzerland like they were planning to.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Canada. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi there.
Hello, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I'm calling from British Columbia, Canada. First off, I just wanted to say I know that gerrymandering doesn't exactly work the way it should nowadays. It should be readjusted, but we don't have that in Canada, and it doesn't work either. Ontario and Quebec has more people, more population than the rest of Canada. So the federal election is over before we even get to vote on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing I wanted to bring up was, you hate to do this, but you almost have to compare the Republicans, and I know you're using anarchists, but to me, they're a bit like the Taliban. The way they motivate their people is...
Did you get that, Newsbusters? Okay.
No, because they basically motivate their people through outrage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They use the Quran to create outrage.
Yeah.
The Republicans have people like Jeff Beck and Rush Limbaugh who are basically...
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, oh dear. Oh dear.
And it's really easy to motivate dumb people through outrage.
Yeah.
It basically touches on one of our basic instincts.
Yeah.
And really, that's what the Republicans have done.
Listen, when you've got a Republican from Mississippi, Representative Nunes or Nuns, I don't know how you say it, but he said his colleagues are behaving like lemmings with suicide vests. That's a Republican.
Yeah. It's true. They really are. And it really is a party for the dumb people. And, you hate to say it, but why does it look like the Civil War is still being fought? You've got these Confederate states fighting the Yankee states.
Yeah, it's another,
if it wasn't for Florida, if it wasn't for the Mexicans going to Florida, you guys would have lost the election again, the Democrats.
Yeah, it's once again worth saying, good day, sir.
Good.
You lost.
Oh, yes.
You get nothing.
You lose.
Right. This is why I'm Rod is one of my favorite.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Glenn Beck sucks on guitar.
Yes.
Not Jeff Beck.
Though. Yeah, by the way, really sucky. Okay.
Well, all Jeff Beck is still good on the radio.
Yes. And on TV.
All right. We have...
And in the movies, the Blow Up. The Yardbirds played in the film Blow Up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cool. Boner cracking? Nut.
Ow.
Me? No, not, I'm not talking about Nutcracker. Boner cracking tells Republicans he will not let the nation default. Let's see, is he? Uh-oh, is he going wobbly? Orange Man? We will talk about that next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller
was so devastated by losing Homecoming Queen, she walked into a Dunkin' Donuts and never came out.
But you were Miss Congeniality.
Hey, yep, yes, I was. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Uh-oh, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul caught on open mic discussing strategy.
Uh-oh.
I'm all wired up here.
I just did CNN. I just go over and over again. We're willing to compromise. We're willing to negotiate. I don't think they poll tested. We won't negotiate. I think it's awful for them to say that over and over again.
Yeah, I do too. And I just came back from the 2-hour meeting with him, and that was basically the same view privately as it was publicly.
I think if we keep saying we wanted to defund it, we fought for that, but now we're willing to compromise on this, I think they can't. We're going to. Well, I know we don't want to be here, but we're going to win this, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. I'm all wired up.
So yeah, you're winning. You're winning, all right. You sure are.
He warned.
Winning. You're like Charlie Sheen winning. Winning.
He warned Rand Paul that he was all wired up, yet he kept talking.
Yeah. I'm all wired up here, you dope. Sure. Triple-headed dope.
But then he kept talking, and then
McConnell
answered.
Because you can't see the microphone under the multiple chins. I'm all wired up here. I know you can't. No, it's
sorry, what'd you say?
I'm all wired up here.
No, it's under the fifth chin. No, there it is.
Can't talk here.
I'm wired up.
Sorry, what?
Republicans to investigate why their shutdown caused memorials to be shut down. So that's good. They're spending the money that we have, all the excess money
right,
we have.
Sure.
Yeah, to investigate that. Dear God, Jim, this is the new Benghazi. I can smell it.
Benghazi.
House Republicans continue to be outraged about the fact that when they shut the government down, even the parts they like got shut down, specifically various memorials in the nation's capital. led, of course, by the World War II Memorial. Naturally, being outraged Republicans, they're prepared to spend more time and energy investigating why the memorials are closed and attempting to reopen the whole government along with the monuments. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. Senior House Natural Resources Committee Republicans sent their own letter Wednesday to the National Park Service Director Jonathan Jarvis to ask him to, quote, take steps as necessary to keep and not destroy documents related to the decision this week to restrict public access to open-air memorials and monuments.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. If someone that wrote this piece said bags. Documents related to the decision, wouldn't that be the series of House votes that shut down the government?
Yeah.
How about you just preserve those documents? Really? Is this Daryl Issa's next investigation? What? What is going on? I'm outraged. Who could possibly have been behind this horrible... Oh, me. Okay.
They're really looking stupid.
Wow.
At this point.
Oh, there's a Sarah Palin quip. Did you hear it?
Oh, God. Oh, golly.
So, you know, the things that apparently kept the World War II vets out from seeing the World War II Memorial, Jim?
Right.
Mm. She called them barricades. Yeah, that, because Barry Obama stopped the vets from going in.
Barricades.
Uh-huh. They're barricades. Barry Obama is the one that's keeping the World War II.
But it was Republicans who shut down the government and therefore kept...
I am quippy and winky.
She's dumb.
How you
winky
doing?
And quippy. You betcha.
Okay, Tony in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, folks?
Good. Go ahead.
I'd like to nominate my guide dog as the official guide dog of the Stephanie Miller and Associates program.
What's his name?
Lido, L-I-D-O.
Hi, Lido. Oh, sorry, he's working. Never mind.
Oh, he got attacked by a pit bull the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so go ahead. What did you want to say?
Did you see that goober-smacked, idiotic congressperson from Texas attacked that park ranger yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We've just played that. We played it. Yeah.
You know, I have a new adjective. I'm outraged at that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
No excuse for that.
I know. Yeah, we played that. That asshat. He literally told the park ranger.
You ought to be ashamed
of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
For shutting this down.
After I voted to shut it down.
Why did you listen to me when I voted to shut it down? Why didn't you stop me?
All right.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
Yes.
Is wondering why the Grand Canyon is shut down.
Bone finger.
She's a Republican.
Yes.
So it's her party that did it.
Right.
And
who
she's
could
wondering,
be responsible for this outrage,
who
I wonder.
Who is she going to point that finger at?
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly it's the black guy. Boner cracking, anyone? With the, this is in the New York Times. Ow. With a budget deal still elusive and deadline approaching on raising the debt ceiling, Speaker Boehner has told colleagues he's determined to prevent a federal default and is willing to pass a measure through a combination of Republican and Democratic votes, according to multiple House Republicans. Oh, no. Mr. Boehner indicated he'd be willing to violate the so-called Hastert rule. That, by the way, guess who said that was a load of crap yesterday? Did he, Hastert?
He said it never existed.
It's a load of crap. That never happened. I don't know where you get that stuff. It's a pile of servalette.
If necessary to pass a debt limit increase, the informal rule refers to the policy of not bringing to the floor any measure that does not have a majority of Republican votes. So I don't know whether that, I mean, because they're still saying the same thing publicly. They don't know when we have to negotiate over that. His spokesman said he's also been clear a clean debt hike cannot pass the House. That's why the president and Senate Democrats should drop their no-negotiation stance and work with us on a plan to raise the debt limit in a responsible way. Oh, dear God.
Whatever.
Dear God.
They have the votes.
The president told CNBC yesterday Wall Street should be concerned. He said, when you have a situation in which a faction is willing to potentially default on U.S. government obligations, then we're in trouble. And that may be one of the reasons a lot of Republicans, including Boehner, maybe because their big business buddies are calling him.
Right.
Cut
what
the,
are you doing?
Cut the... Seriously?
What is your major malfunction?
Yeah. What's your damage?
God, Heather.
Lloyd Blankfein's daughter, Heather, is on the phone for you. What's your damage, Boehner?
Great pate, Mom. I got a motor if I'm going to make it to the funeral.
Okay. Senator Bob Corker, Republican of Tennessee.
It appears to me that the CR discussion and the debt ceiling discussion are going to be combined maybe into one effort.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Armageddon. Mm-hmm. Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Armageddoner.
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Lagarde, it's Armageddon. Okay. Representative.
Representative Randy Neugerberger.
Representative Eric Cantor.
It's time for the President and Senate Democrats to put partisanship aside
and
sit down at a table so we can work out our differences.
Tastefully appointed table with lace doilies.
Oh, bitch face. You're precious. Jody in Kentucky. Hi, Jody. Welcome. Hello, Jody.
You know, all of these congressional representatives, whether House or Senate, every single one of them.
Bad phone. Okay, Dana in Maryland. Sorry. Dana in Maryland, that was the pilot in turbulence.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely necessary for me to what? If I don't want to.
I know. I mean, I'm laughing. I want to be official. No goodie bags for not doing your job of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you.
Because I thought that was my favorite part of the speech. Do you want a goodie bag? That's great.
Yeah.
And I'm getting robocalls every night from Newt Gingrich.
Oh.
You know, and they're talking about the shutdown and, you know, the midterms. And so I wrote Debbie Wasserman Schultz and said they really kind of need to get on it with the ads. Because, you know, people need to get out and vote and get these people out. If you saw Rance Priebus yesterday with Thomas Roberts, it was so offensive. I mean, I could barely watch it.
Yeah, he's pathetic. He really is.
He was laughing at him. He was mocking him. You know,
who was mocking whom?
Rance Priebus?
Rance Priebus was mocking Thomas Roberts.
Really?
Yeah, saying,
who's Thomas Roberts?
The MSNBC anchor.
Oh.
Yes, let me give you a civics lesson. He was laughing at him.
And then finally,
Thomas was schooling him, of course. And then finally he just said, you know what? I'm going to let you go. You know, basically, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Mm. And he was laughing.
Seriously, with his whiny little fingers, he's holding that little... Emergency is willing to find my more room. He's like, that's what he sounds like. It's Pat. That's what he's...
Yes.
Mike in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
John Boehner, when he was notified just that the Capitol was under attack, he was so scared he almost turned white.
Hey, well, you see what you did there. Because he's usually orange. Okay. All right, let's go to Keith in Milwaukee. Oh, jeez. Hi, Keith. Hi, Keith.
Yes. By the way, I like that last guy, Stephanie Associates. It kind of sounds like a law firm. Anyhow, what's that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. See, I was thinking what Boehner maybe, you know, because when all the Obama impeachment stuff starts again.
Right.
Because then maybe he would get to be president because he's third in line.
Yeah.
Then orange would be the new black.
Hey! That's the second orange is the new black joke you made on this show today.
I need a nap. All right, 45 minutes after the hour.
Maybe I've heard oranges will do black.
All right, I blew my load. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is a babe, by the way. I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Thank you very much. Whoever pointed out on Facebook that guy was not German, the fake right-wing German caller,
yeah,
said we don't want that.
We don't want that socialized medicine here in Germany.
They noted that his accent changed during the call.
Yeah, they said by the end of the call, he sounded like a guy from Chicago calling from a sausage factory.
Yeah, I was there in Hamburg and
what kind of right-wing dope do you have to be to call a show with a German expert and a voice expert?
Yeah.
Somebody who's lived in Germany.
Someone who grew up in Germany.
Right, Jim Ward.
And knows from German accents.
Yeah, and is a voice deity, an Emmy Award-winning voice deity. Nice try, German guy.
I'm German. I'm wearing my Lederhosen and having...
He actually started with a Guten Tag, didn't he?
Guten Tag, like, yes.
Okay. Right.
Wow.
Midge in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show, if that's really your name. Hello, Midge. Hello, Midge. Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Ooh, good.
Hi. Hi, I'm calling from Ohio. I'm a longtime listener, and I am such a fan.
Oh.
I come from Mr. Boehner's district. My hometown is down there, and it is a pond of hissing eels. The old GOP guard down there has been very resolute. He's being challenged this year by a CEO for an information company, and he is actually, if possible, worse than Speaker Boehner on some issues.
Oh boy!
So the Koch caucus, as I like to call it, has sent Mr. Boehner a message, and he's being Tea Partied.
Yeah.
I don't think he is going to. I don't think he's going to live up to his words with this latest quote. I think they plan on tying the default in with the debt ceiling. I think they're going to grab as many hostages as they can. The more hostages, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meanwhile, they're so concerned with their marketing, as everyone knows, with Mr. McConnell and his buddy at the hot mic. They are trying to show integrity when they really don't have any, just like at the parks and the memorials.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was going to say, by the way, The other thing I think that if it's true that the boner's going wobbly, the boner's going flaccid, then it's because they're looking at the same polling we're looking at. This one in the Daily Beast, America's women hate the government shutdown. They were already, you know, because of the war on women. The Daily Beast saying the Republicans already have a woman problem, so why are they ignoring the fact that female voters are disproportionately upset about the congressional stalemate? The polls are clear about the American people's view of the shutdown. They hate it. The worst news, dig deeper into the numbers, you find that women are even less jazzed about the whole defund Obamacare or will blow the country up economy business than men. CNN found women are more likely than men to blame congressional Republicans for the mess as well, 50% to 40%.
What you need is another transvaginal probe. I'll fix it.
Right.
Chicks love those.
Chicks dig that. And the other headline that might be affecting things, GOP donors revolt against Republican-led government shutdown.
Oh.
The business community, women, you name it.
Yeah.
Again, David Friedlander, Daily Beast. It's not just Democrats who are angry at the Tea Party-led shutdown. Republican donors are furious their party has managed to grab defeat from the jaws of victory on Obamacare, and some are withholding funds. That's gonna move this, I bet, quicker than anything.
Yeah.
There was a fancy GOP donor lunched. They asked, why did the GOP seem so in the thrall of its most extremist wing? The guy holding the meeting said, listen, according to several people present, we have to do this because of the Tea Party. If we don't, these guys are going to get primaried, and they're going to lose their primary. And this is the part that it kills me. To be clear, none are considering joining the Democrats, these donors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to which you go, why not? Really? They find blah, blah, blah. The deficit, taxes, regulation remain top concerns, but several top GOP donors say figuring out a way to break the fever, as Obama once put it, or at least keep their fellow party members from damaging the economy any further, has become topic A in their social set.
Yeah.
People need to, they said, when you have a small segment dictate to the rest of the party, the result is what we've seen the last 2 days. People need to stand up and not be afraid of the Tea Party. So this is what's starting to happen in Republican circles. We're finding a marvelous way to grab defeat from the jaws of victory, said one big GOP. You know, he was a big George W. Bush boner.
Boner?
Donor. He had a donor.
The show can
George
end
w.
right
Bush.
Now. The show can end the
way
right now.
We've been handling.
Was he a boner donor?
Oh, God.
Who would like to be a boner donor? Anyone?
Well, depends who's asking.
The way we've been handling this is a mistake from the beginning. I think we misread where the country is. Another one said, I've raised a lot of money, but I'm not raising any more for House candidates. I'm angry. I'm embarrassed to be a Republican sometimes, according to another one quoted. So, yeah, their money's drying up. No more boner donors. And you know what that's like. That sucks.
Oh.
When there's no more boner donors.
They're getting the shaft. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Right is my point. Okay. Eric in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hello.
As the first generation from Lübeck, Germany, I have to call and say, Horscheiser.
Yeah.
The man that says he was from Germany. At least with mine, I can turn the accent on and off. He's full of shit.
Okay. That was That was in the language that the FCC understands. Okay. You okay over there, little buddy? Did you get that?
I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
He wasn't from Lübeck.
The world's gone mad. Ed Donovan from the Secret Service about the whole Capitol shooting thing yesterday, which was really...
It was a car chase. It was more
car chase, the woman was unarmed. She was shot and killed. She had a baby in the backseat, 18 months old. She was obviously mentally disturbed. But we were saying the reports this morning are she perhaps thought Obama was stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got better things to do.
Right. Ed Donovan.
This unauthorized vehicle approached the checkpoint. Our officers acted appropriately. The vehicle then fled and in fleeing struck one of our officers as it departed that initial scene.
The officers are okay. Both of them, there were two struck the U.S. Capitol Police.
This appears to be an isolated incident with just one vehicle involved. There's been a coordination between all the agencies that I just mentioned, including the FBI. So both scenes are under control.
She may have accomplished the one thing nobody has been able to do, though, is apparently there were Republicans and Democrats spooning.
Yeah.
When this first went down, told me. Senator Sherrod Brown, yes.
You both heard shots?
How many?
Well, we heard pop. We didn't know. We heard pops, three, four, five pops probably. That I don't know if they were shots or not.
Yeah, but anyway, it turns out she was not armed. It was the, you know, the police.
The Capitol Police. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Mark in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Hi. I discovered you a few months ago, and I decided to keep you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you not returning me. I'm sure you didn't keep the receipt anyway, but go ahead.
No, I am a huge fan of 60 Minutes, and there is an episode out there, and I remember it distinctly, when John Boehner became Speaker of the House, and Leslie Stahl was interviewing him. And I remember he could not even say the word compromise.
Hmm. Right.
He couldn't say it.
Wow.
And she laughed at him because he just could not say the word, or negotiate. And now, look what happened this week. They just can't wait. They want the president so badly to negotiate and compromise.
Right, that's new.
And it's like, the president's pretty much saying, F you.
Yeah, yeah. They have a hard time with some C words. All right, fit. Others, not so much. Oh, I'll read Rod's hate letter again, just because in case you missed it. Fabulous. 58 minutes after the hour, John Fugel saying, and also Wonder Woman Linda Carter all coming up next hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We didn't think of that. Don't worry about that guy cursing on the air a second ago because the FCC shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, why am I still using this button? 1-800-STEP-1-2 the phone number.
Just in case.
Yes. I will be appearing on The Ed Show on MSNBC today, having survived Jane Blaise Mitchell and Headline News yesterday. And a lot of graphics and boxes. And woo,
and purple nurples.
Right. She gave me a purple nurple. Okay. All right. Hey, speaking of places I'll be appearing, and people I'll be appearing with.
Doogle sang.
He's so fun. Good morning, John Doogle sang.
Hola, amigos. Mm.
You are in Cabo.
You are in Cabo, Mexico.
Okay.
I am. I'm in Cabo. It is delightful. I just got down here for the big Cabo Comedy Festival, and I'm playing at the Hard Rock tonight at 11 o'clock at the big show, if anybody's around. So
woo-hoo.
Come to Cabo right now, America.
Okay.
Sneak into Mexico. They have a functioning government.
How are you enjoying your shutdown? Slim down, if you're watching
Fox
News.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because it's kind of ironic. I heard that Ted Cruz wanted Italian for dinner, but his wife wanted Thai, so he ended the marriage. That's pretty much how the whole thing has been. I was on the Ed Show, like you, Steph, the other day, and we were talking about how the Republican Party was celebrating all these glitches that were on the Affordable Care site on its first day. But unfortunately, it's like, damn you, Republicans. You finally have a chance to make the media pay attention to some potential problems with the Affordable Care Act, and you shut down the government, and that's the story instead. These are the gang that couldn't smear straight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the other thing is that it's because so many people are trying to sign up for this quote unquote disaster train wreck that's.
Oh no! I heard Sean Hannity say there was a glitch.
Glitch, please.
It's hilarious. I mean, real villain here, I think, is the American media. The way the American media is refusing to blame one side in the name of this balance. You know, Al Jazeera America, Al Jazeera's website has a great piece on this, actually, about how the media is bending over backwards to say, well, it's a stalemate. They can't agree on budget procedures. No, man, there's one party wants to overturn a law.
Yep.
It's never happened before. The government's never been shut down over this kind of petulance before.
Yeah, exactly right. No, and I participated in the Both Sides Do It on Headline News last night because that's exactly what, I mean, you know, the government's broken, it's both sides. I mean, it really is incredible.
It's astonishing, and it's more proof that the media is not liberal. The media is terrified of being called liberal, and that's why they'll play this game over and over again. They're trying to blame this on the Democrats. Hearing Newt Gingrich say the Democrats were the ones who shut down the World War II memorial, that's like Darth Vader blaming Princess Leia for destroying Alderaan. You don't get to do that. You did it.
What?
Teabags.
What? You're a geek, John Fugelsang. Now.
Well, I am. By the way, it is going to be harder to get new gun permits.
I know.
Because the software
is
federal, so this might be a good time for you Republicans to take note of who is infringing on your Second Amendment
rights. Yeah.
Yeah, we quoted you yesterday saying that, which is kind of hilarious. And they can't do background checks, so a lot of people aren't getting guns. So Obama got health care and gun control, as it turns out. Gangsta mic drop.
I swear to God, Al-Qaeda's watching us saying, bro, we're trying too hard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, what do you think? Because obviously people are saying, oh, this is going to go right into the debt ceiling thing now. And who knows? You know, we were just reading a New York Times piece that, you know, Boner might be cracking. And you know if you've ever had a cracking boner, it's not.
Oh, well.
Right?
How nice to wake up in a world where John Boehner's a moderate, where Paul Ryan's a moderate, where Bobby Jindal's a moderate.
You need Obamacare to take care of your cracked boner.
Right.
Well, let me ask you guys. I'm sure by now you've all seen the video of Rand Paul talking to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone believe that Rand Paul didn't know the mic was on?
I know. He said, I'm all marked up here. I'm all wired up here.
Because to me, that was Rand Paul doing a brilliant little piece of theater to show that he, the junior senator of Kentucky, is really running the show and more in charge than McConnell. And,
wow. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, think about it. Rand Paul knew damn well those mics were on. That was beautiful. But it also outed the GOP. They're the ones behind this. They're completely the only party behind this. And if you still want to call this Harry Reid's shutdown, take a look and see which side is high-fiving each other and has been since this happened. Watching Harry Reid the other night, I was shooting, I'm on the road shooting this film for PBS, and I stayed up till midnight to watch, and I just wanted Harry Reid to flip over his desk and scream, does Harry Reid need to smack a bitch? I wanted him to, like, send the coordinates to Uncle Jack and the boys from Breaking Bad to come in there and clean that place up.
Yeah, there you go. What's your guess? How long do you think this is going to go on?
It'll be less than 2 weeks, because after 2 weeks, it starts to cut into veterans' benefits, and they won't let themselves be seen as doing that.
Well, they'll let themselves be seen for photo ops asking, why is this World War II memorial shut down? Who could have possibly done such a thing?
But that's consolidating the base, you know? Like, when you're going for the knuckle-dragging mouth breathers, bottom of the barrel, the people who embarrass the sane Republicans. By the way, George Will going to Fox News, that's like Leonard Cohen opening for Insane Clown Posse. That makes no sense whatsoever. But they're going to embarrass the governors. Watch and see how embarrassed Republican governors are by these Tea Party antics, by this minority of the party. And when the minority controls the majority, we have a word for that. It's totalitarian fascism.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. And you'll see that it will not last 2 weeks. It can't.
I mean, somebody was saying, that the president can't, there's no way he can negotiate or whatever they want to call it, because you create a precedent, John, that is just, you cannot create a precedent that this is how we're going to govern this nation.
Hey, Obama, after 5 years of us attacking your manhood, how about you have no manhood and capitulate to us, and then we'll respect you. He can't do it. No president's ever been asked to do it. Look, the law was passed by Congress. Yes, it was all Democrats, and they can scream how it was all Democrats who passed it, but hey, guess what, Skeeter? It's all Republicans trying to defund it. And the law passed the Supreme Court, and the law passed the ultimate test, an American election, where we had a chance to reject the guy who wanted to repeal it, and all we got was this lousy shutdown. So they've lost, and Obama can't. We'd be more of a laughingstock if Obama capitulated on this.
Well, and I love who's the one Republican we quoted yesterday, Jim, that said, well, you know, we've got to be able to save face here. We got to get something out of this. I don't even know what it is. What? Like, that's, you know, and that's what I'm saying. The president's not just defending his health care law. He's defending our entire system of government. Because
and they're not going to get anything, and they're going to claim victory anyway. And again, the mouth-breathing, knuckle-dragging, insane clown posse that follows these Republicans are going to cheer and say, we won, we won. And the adults will just move on. And the real question is going to be, who's going to turn out to vote next year for the midterms?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And you know, we had Alan Grayson on the other day, and he seemed somewhat hopeful, even with the gerrymandering. What do you think?
You know, I think that if people pay attention and if the Democratic Party can keep this wave going and people turn out to vote, I think people are really beginning to understand more and more. The Republicans, not all of them, but some of them, really love to tell you that struggling Americans are lazy, right? Poor people are lazy. People without a job, people on food stamps are lazy. Let me tell you something. Come Election Day, they're going to be praying that the poor and the struggling are lazy and stay home that day. Because I've spent the last 3 weeks traveling the country during this documentary for PBS, and I've been in homeless shelters. I've talked to Vietnam vets who are now on food stamps. I've talked to Congress people. It's bad out there, and it's getting worse. And upward mobility does not exist in this country. For millions of Americans, retirement doesn't exist in this country. People are getting angry. And if the Republicans can find a way to cynically bend this to their will and control the American people who are struggling right now and make them think it's Obama's fault because it's not 30 years of Reaganomics, then we're done for. But if the Democratic Party, and again, I'm not a Democrat, but if they can just get the word out and use the internet and find a way to get people to understand what's really going on here, you might see people show up. But the only way it's going to happen is if the Democrats get a majority in the House and Senate. Otherwise, it's going to be more of this. And the proof is right there, but I wish I could find hot girls who like being lied to as much as Republican base does.
Well, good luck in Cabo. And speaking of hot girls that you make crazy, I understand there's going to be a fairly large sexy liberal announcement, I believe, next Friday with you.
I heard exactly the same thing, and I'll be with you in studio.
In studio next
Friday. For the big sexy liberal announcement?
I will be. I'm coming to L.A. to do 5 shows at the Complex with Comedy Nation. It's Comedy Nation, a show where we have a different collection of comedians. We have one theme every night. Every comic does a monologue on the theme, and then we do a big panel. Greg Proops, Hal Sparks, Carlos Ellis Rocky, Elaine Boozler, Rick Overton, and many, Rob Delaney. A lot of great comics coming down. And that's at the Complex from the 9th to the 13th. I'm coming home to L.A., Steppers.
Yay! Yay! All right, and then we will make the big sexy liberal announcement for the big... Could it be the West Coast, the long-awaited West Coast sexy liberal? I think it might be.
All right. Now a warning.
Yes, exactly. All right, John Fugel, thanks. See you next week,
honey. Now a warning.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. All right. 16 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. I was saying it's nice that with Michelle Bachmann's getting out in the air, you know, in her little pants, her little walking suit.
Oh, Lord.
For the photo ops. Because Iowa State Senator quits after probe into Michelle Bachmann payments.
Oh, what?
Ken Sorensen, the Iowa State Senator linked to an ongoing ethics investigation of Michelle Bachmann, resigned from office yesterday.
Interesting.
He skedaddled after an investigation by Iowa's Senate Ethics Committee found probable cause that Sorensen violated state ethics rules by taking payments from the Bachmann campaign, and his denials of doing so constituted felonious misconduct in office.
Marcus was livid.
He's a bastard person, and I hate his ass face.
Right. Developing, as Tom Brokaw would say that story. All right, let's take a quick one before the break. Ray in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Love the show. Huge fan.
Thank you.
I just know that looking here online that the GOP once again is trying to bring this thing back to the Supreme Court. They can't fatten every other way to try to overturn it, the Obamacare. Will we have to relitigate this whole thing in front of the Supreme Court?
Say it again?
Will we have to go through this whole thing in front of the Supreme Court?
No, it's already been. The Supreme Court already ruled it constitutional.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, as they say. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. Wonder Woman. Linda Carter coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I know,
right? Saying, right, Aaron McGurd. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Mike in L.A. Hey, Mike, welcome. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Hey. Yeah, just a few weeks ago, remember when all the pundits were saying the government shutdown would happen because wiser heads would prevail? And do you think back then anyone imagined that an internet flasher, also known as Carlos Danger, would look like a revered statesman compared with the Speaker of the House?
Yes. Yeah. Which boner is worse? I know. All right. Blurg. I promised I would read my favorite hate letter again.
From
Rod.
Yeah,
from Rod, because apparently I made the Newsbusters and the Breitbart.
His name is Rod.
he's a boner supporter, Rod is.
Yeah, he is.
yes, because I was saying that they are political terrorists as suicide bombers. I didn't mean literally, but... Rod writes, so the Republicans are trying to blow your children up and are terrorists. They are suicide bombers. Wow, Stephanie. Hey, weasel. You're an ignorant... F word and a C word.
I see.
Blow it out your ass, dip. I kind of like that part.
I love the phrase, blow it out your ass.
Right? Liberalism is a mental disease and you're a terminal bitch. Step. I think he just lost...
Step, yeah.
He meant Steph, I think.
He lost the will to live.
I was like,
a
bitch step? What's a bitch step? Oh, a bitch, comma,
it's the new
step.
Dance the kids are doing.
Right.
The bitch step.
Okay, so wait, what's when Lindsey Graham walks? Okay. What?
No.
Just little mincing steps? Is that a bitch step? I don't really know.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, I'll just be over here blowing it out my ass. Like the dip that I am and the weasel.
That was S weasel, right?
Right.
I've never heard that term before.
I even either.
I like it.
Loved it.
I want to use that.
Loved it. Thank you, Rod. Whose name is Rod? Tom in Pennsylvania. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I'm a union representative, so I'll make a disclosure there. I represent locomotive engineers in Pennsylvania. But I was very encouraged when I heard that there was legislation that's going to go through to pay the federal workers that are out, 800,000 of them, you know, middle, upper class people who
right. Who
are not working, through no fault to them. And then I was very discouraged. They said it looks like there are those that aren't going to vote for that because of this shutdown. They were afraid that it would weaken, you know, their position. Because then I saw the riders that in order to pay the federal workers, they would also open the national parks. Looks like there's a bill to pay Washington, D.C., where they need funding. Now they're going to run out of money. The Veterans Administration and National Guard. Now, as a package, this whole bill is very, very popular with middle and the upper middle class. It's the backbone of this country and pay the bill. So, you know, I do not see why they cannot put this through. If this is a hostage situation, you know, why not release some of the hostages?
Yeah, well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, I think, said that about this piecemeal. Mm-hmm. It's like they're releasing one hostage at a time. It's like, no. Just, by the way, this could be why the boner is getting, a little flaccid. New York Times, John Boner shutdown. And he points out what we've been saying. At any point, Mr. Boner could have stopped this. He put on the floor, a simple temporary spending resolution to keep the government out without the outrageous demands to delay or defund the health reform law, it would easily have passed the House, as it would right this second. A strong majority, including sizable support from Republican members, mm-hmm. many of whom are aware of how badly this collapse will damage their party. But Mr. Boner refused. He stood in the well of House and repeated the tired falsehood that the Affordable Care Act was killing jobs. He came up with a series of increasingly ridiculous demands. Defund the health law, delay it for a year, stop the requirement employers, blah, 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 blah. They've lost their minds, said Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader. They keep trying to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Isn't that the definition of...
Insanity. Yes. Finally, at the last minute, when there was still time to end the charade with a straightforward spending bill, Mr. Boner made the most absurd demand of all, an immediate conference with the Senate. Suddenly, with less than an hour left, he wanted to set up formal negotiations. For 6 months, the Senate has been demanding a conference with the House on the 2014 budget, talks that might have prevented the impasse in the first place, but the House leadership has adamantly refused, knowing it would not succeed in getting all the cuts to taxes and spending it demands. For Mr. Boner to call for a conference near midnight was the height of hypocrisy. We can see you, Boner. Mr. Boner even mocked the president on Monday for refusing to negotiate over health reform as if he actually expected Mr. Obama to join in wrecking a law that will provide health coverage to millions of uninsured Americans under the threat of blackmail. They end, the New York Times ends by saying the Republicans' reckless obsession with destroying health reform and with wounding the president has been on full display, and the public's anger grows over this entirely unnecessary crisis. It should be aimed at a party and a speaker that are incapable of governing. Nice try on the Harry Reid shutdown and President Obama's blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's not sticking.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Blah, 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 blah.
Brenda in Huntington Beach on the Affordable Care Act. Hello, Brenda.
Hi. Stephanie. Hi, Mook.
Hi.
I was really excited because I actually went online at about 1 o'clock in the morning on the 1st, and it took me about 40 minutes because I'm slow. But I have lupus. and I wasn't able to have insurance for about 7 years. And
oh, wow.
I spent about $1,600, a month on medical bills and just on my prescriptions. And, I mean, there was months I had to go without food because I had to buy my medicine. But I'm just really excited because I was able to buy insurance.
Wow.
And
Brenda, I'm really that's what I'm saying is like people all over the country are having these amazing moments like this.
I almost died 3 years ago because I was using the emergency room like a doctor because everything when I get sick I get really sick.
Yeah.
They'd patch me up and send me home, but thank God a doctor took pity on me and operated on me for free.
Wow.
Otherwise I probably would have died. But
Brenda,
on a happier note, I wanted to say really quickly I had a friend that I helped sign up. It took me 20 minutes on my cell phone to sign her and her family of five up. She has three kids in college that are on her plan now, and she's off Medi-Cal. She's been on it for 10 years.
Oh, that is amazing. Brenda, thanks for that story, and good luck. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
That's only after the funding.
Dear God. 29 minutes after the hour. Linda Carter next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, we really should have spaced out your vaccinations.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Let me get my bracelets in place. I'm very, very excited. Yeah, everybody! I'm so excited. Oh, my God! Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, one of my heroes, all of our heroes, joins us now. Good morning, Linda Carter.
Good morning.
I'm so thrilled to talk to you, as always.
Well, it's great to talk to you, too. I think that, you know, I've been seeing you a lot on television promoting your show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
she's quite the lady.
I need your bracelet sometimes on those shows to fight off the right wingers.
No kidding. Particularly now. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did I hear, was your husband in Congress during the last shutdown?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard that from somebody. Because I was laughing. I was thinking, you really were like all of our heroes growing up. And I remember one episode in particular as a building fell on you, and then you just walked out and your hair and makeup was perfect.
Just like the werewolves of London.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me about some, you know, great insight that you had about or something like that.
No, I try to emulate that when I go on TV is what I'm saying. I'm like, I need my hair and makeup to look like that. Now,
But you're pretty and funny.
Oh.
So that really is a very cool combo.
Oh, thank you. Well, you are here in L.A. this week. You're filming an episode of Two and a Half Men, right?
I am. What a show. What a cast.
What do you play? What's your character?
Well, I'm playing a version of myself. And Alan is an overzealous fan. John Cryer's character is a super fan. So he just makes a complete, and he's so funny, makes a complete fool of himself. I'm a friend of Ashton Kutcher's mother. And then, so there's a little cougar moment there between me and Ashton, which
wow.
I'll be the envy of every young girl out
there. Yeah, exactly. And you're also working with DC Comics on their We Can Be Heroes campaign to fight the hunger crisis in Africa. That's exciting. And one lucky fan's going to win a trip to see your show at the Lincoln Center, right, on October 25th.
That's right, October 25th, and then they're going to come backstage, and I guess they're going to be flown out to see it and everything. So it's going to be a really great thing. The Allen Room there at Jess Lincoln Center is phenomenal. It overlooks Central Park and Central Park West at Columbus Circle. It's really a great room.
I am so sorry I missed your show when you were here because everybody I know that went said it was fabulous.
Well, you'll have another chance in April.
Okay, awesome.
I think it's the weekend before Easter. We just decided to go then. So, yeah, I love coming here, and I love that little room, the Catalina Club.
Yeah, oh, I know.
On Sunset Boulevard. It's just such a funky little room, and it's like having a party.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. I will be there in April. Now, let's talk about, everybody's been talking about why Wonder Woman has never been brought to the big screen, right? And you were saying you think that they missed the point of Wonder Woman.
Well, I've really been tried to be so PC on it for so many years, and I'm kind of fed up with that.
Yeah.
The truth is, I think that they try to make her into a male, like a Thor version of Wonder Woman. And
right. A female version of a male superhero, you were saying. Right.
Exactly right. And that's not, it's not who she is. She really, she has intellect and, she's got beauty and brains. She's got a great intellect and she's a peacemaker. She's not, trying to figure things out and help people figure things out. And yeah, she's very, very, very cool and is able to do some of these cool things. However, it's really, about so much more. And I think her character has got to be, built up as what the alter ego is.
And you had a suggestion. You said maybe you need a female writer that gets it.
Yeah, maybe that would work. What do you know?
Besides a guy that just wants to see another hot chick in those, the patriotic underpants or hot pants or whatever
I know,
they are.
But it's so silly because I think that's the least of it. It is what it is. You don't have to play that. It already is there. So.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, we've talked politics last time you were on, and you were sort of making reference to it. But what do you think of what's happening in Washington right now?
I think it's sickening. You know what really upset me? What were these couple of idiot Tea Partiers that were talking about how happy they were? And haven't we done well without any government for this week? Maybe we should try it for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in the bread line, let's put you in the bread line and see how you like it.
Yeah. No.
Let's get your toddler out of preschool and see how you like it. But let's hold on to your paycheck and see how you like it.
Right. Right.
It's ridiculous.
No, we were saying earlier, it's like they've achieved their dream of zero government, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is they're idiots. This isn't, they're just insane. If they can say that, they know nothing about government.
God, and I thought I could not love you anymore, and now I suddenly do.
Because I call these people idiots. Oh my God!
Well, you've been an outspoken.
It's
I know
so
that. Really?
I mean, it's like it has nothing to do with anything. And on top of that, not passing the budget has nothing to do with Obamacare.
Yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We need someone
It is completely hostage taking.
We need someone with
We don't like it, so here we're just not going to do this. We're going to take our toys and go home.
Right. We need someone with a silver lasso or something.
Golden lasso.
Golden. Pardon.
Stephanie.
Sorry.
Golden
I'm sorry.
Lasso.
I'm sorry. I'm old now.
Stephanie.
I'm so sorry. Please, Wonder Woman, forgive me.
It's okay.
Well,
hey,
you've been outspoken for a long time. You were the Grand Marshal of the Capitol Pride Parade in D.C., right? This past summer. And, you've been sort of an outspoken progressive for a while now. It is just interesting. They've become just the party of regressives, right? I mean, as the country marches on with marriage equality and everything else, they're just, I don't know what they stand for anymore.
Well, I don't think they do either. And what I think more interesting is that you never see solutions. It's kind of like religious zealots, that they don't want to listen to what you have to say. They only want to repeat a mantra.
Yeah.
They don't care what you think. It's not a discussion. It is only a mantra. And they don't know what they're talking about, and they don't have to have a solution to it. All they have to do is say no. They don't have any ideas on health care reform. They don't really have any ideas on immigration reform. They just say no.
Well, and as Bill Clinton said, I think this week, he said, do you ever remember a time in our history when there's one party that seems to be actively rooting for America to fail?
Mm-hmm. I know. And how shameful. All we have to do, you know, we just want Obama to fail. What about the loyal opposition?
Yeah, know? I was on a CNN headline news last night, and one right-winger literally said after this Capitol, you know, shooting incident, he said, well, it's, you know, obviously Obama, and, you know, he's the commander in chaos, not the commander in chief, and what do you expect? And I'm like, did you seriously just blame the president for this crazy woman that drove her car into the... I mean, this is how absurd it's gotten, where they can say things like that with a straight face.
Oh, I know. They're not doing anything. You get people in that are full of ignorance and power, and it's those two things are lethal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where we go from here, because we'll see. That now it seems to be going into the debt ceiling, and wow. You know, if
Wall Street's warning that we could have some really deep dark recession coming on if this thing goes on much longer.
Yeah,
when it starts to hit the pocket. The pocketbooks and the CEOs and the, and this sort of thing. And they start saying, okay, let's stop playing around now. This was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think because their donors and, you know, big business friends on Wall Street are saying, knock it off.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, yeah. I hope so. Yeah. I hope that I think that maybe, the Tea Partiers had a run, and I think it's over.
Yeah.
At least I hope so.
Republicans in the real world are telling Republicans on Capitol Hill to knock it off and actually do something to stop this. So
right.
I have faith in actually the real Republicans.
Let's hope.
I do hope that they have an exit strategy.
Yeah, let's hope the golden lasso is not necessary. Golden, it's a golden lasso,
it's
Linda,
golden,
for God's
yeah,
sakes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Wouldn't that be cool if it worked? Oh, my gosh.
Hogtie a bunch of people.
Speaking of exit strategies, I guess a lot of people are coming up to Senator Ted Cruz and chastising him for getting the Republican Party into this without an exit strategy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have one.
Yeah, yeah, he's painted them into the
corner. Sure he does. He can go back to Canada.
Yeah, go be right.
Oh, God.
Linda Carter, the only sad news today is that Jim Ward and every other man in this building could not have been more disappointed you were not here in person. But in April, when you're back.
Sweet. You're so sweet.
In April, make it up to
I'll come back in April. Absolutely will.
All right, bring the golden lasso.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You too, and we will see you very soon. Thanks, Linda.
Right.
There she goes. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Silver lasso.
I'm so old.
Drunk.
Oh, both. 45 minutes after
Platinum nunchucks.
45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
That's a very silly theme song.
It's Stephanie Miller Show. Somebody tweeted that they heard they could feel Travis cringe from the East Coast.
Yes.
And I called it a silver lasso. Golden lasso. I'm sorry. Oh.
Well, it's like the time on the $5 million man. Oh, no, wait.
No, damn.
Jim, has there ever been a high-minded TV theme song? Yeah, see?
Yes, they're smart.
Moving on up. But income inequality.
No. Oh,
God. All right. Hey, speaking of heroes, Ted Olson and David Boies aren't done fighting for marriage equality, boys. On Monday, they announced they're going to join the lawsuit in seeking to overturn Virginia's ban on marriage between same-sex couples. Virginia will once again be for lovers of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Cuccinelli, Cooch.
The Cooch.
Who doesn't want anyone to have any fun? He doesn't want anybody sticking anything anywhere. Okay, hey, who's pooping in Yale's laundry room? Stop it. That is disgusting.
What? Yale's laundry
room.
That is
really? Gross. Stop it, you pigs.
Those are the upper ivy.
Someone from
Harvard.
That's
not even a minor ivy.
It's someone from Harvard, probably.
It's probably Ted Cruz. Yale University has a major pooping problem. Someone has been placing human feces, urine, and or food in running dryers.
Oh.
Stop it.
Well, that sounds more like a Cornell prank.
That is so minor, Ivy. Good God.
Sounds like a Harvard man.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, good Lord, a Harvard man. The Yale man.
Okay. Hey, speaking of gross, everybody in Chicago, you only have 4 days left to eat a... There's a new burger with deep-fried macaroni and cheese as buns. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
over
yeah.
At Rocket Burger Bar. Damn. Only until Sunday, everybody. Eat up.
When's the next flight to Chicago? I got to try this.
Danny Hastert's like, what now?
And how much is it for an angioplasty?
Yeah. Thank God for Obamacare.
Thank God that's here now. That sounds so good.
Just put a clothespin on your aorta. And...
If it's got cheese.
Yikes. Oh. Hey, the big celebrity stack news. Mia Farrow says Woody Allen's son may actually be Frank Sinatra's son.
Yes, well, Woody Allen's son, who is going to have a new... Ronan. He's going to have a new show on weekends on MSNBC.
That's what I heard tell.
Yes.
The blue eyes and the taste for martinis and Italian food should have been tip-off.
Right.
Right. He does have, like, deep blue eyes.
Guess who he's not a fan of? Woody Allen. He cracked on Twitter that he calls Father's Day Brother-in-Law's Day. Woody Allen is his sister.
He's
Woody
got
Allen
a sense of humor.
Because...
If only God would give me some clear sign, like making a large deposit in my name in a Swiss bank.
Thank you, Woody.
My brain, that's my second favorite organ. I did not marry the first girl I fell in love with because there's tremendous religious conflict. At the time, she was an atheist and I was an agnostic.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Woody.
Photons have mass? I didn't even know they were Catholic. I took a speed reading course and read War and Peace in 20 minutes. It involves Russia.
All right, let's go to Katie in Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Steph. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Listen, I have a grand bargain for the GOP.
What's that?
We would even consider any kind of delay of implementing the law that's the ACA if they would allow ambulances and hospitals to start asking for insurance and credit cards before they even respond. You know, so they can make sure they get paid, because Americans have to accept that the reality is that we all need health care, so we all need health insurance. I mean, it's just like we need clean air to breathe, we need clean water to drink. It's a reality, so we need to pay for it, and it's a law. It's already a law, and this is not how we change law in this country, and the GOP is out of line.
Yeah, I know.
Bottom line.
Well, you're calling from Massachusetts, which you got that fancy Romney care. So.
Oh, I know. I love it.
Yeah. Exactly. I know what we need. We need the Oprah to come scare the bejesus out of some peoples in the Congress.
She's good at that.
Lindsay, she is. She's terrifying. I've met her. Not Jane Blaise Mitchell terrifying, but still.
Oprah never gave you a purple nurple.
No.
Wrong.
Nah. Lindsay Lohan said Oprah scared the crap out of. Maybe that's who scared her straight.
Nah.
She will get to keep her huge paycheck from Oprah Winfrey for the OWN series thing she's doing, but only after an intense showdown with the O. They're reporting Lindsay was a disaster at the beginning of the project, at times being a no-show, which does not work, and Oprah don't play that.
No.
We're told Oprah went to Dina's house on Long Island for a showdown with Lindsay. She told Lindsay either clean up or after the project is over, and she would not get her $2 million paycheck. Apparently, Lindsay had a bunch of excuses. She was spending time trying to find an apartment in New York, out of projects, blah, 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 miscommunications, yada, 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 yada. Oprah made the ultimatum clear. Lindsay got the message. We're told Lindsay is now cooperating, and things have been running okay for nearly a month. But still, Oprah's watching Lindsay like a hawk.
I'm watching you.
I think the president should just have Oprah come in and just sit and watch Boner. Just sit, just stare.
Mm-hmm.
Just the Oprah stare.
Terrifying.
Ask James Fry. Just watching.
She could probably drink him under the table.
Oh, poor James Fry.
You should learn not to compete with Meryl Streep. You never. She always wins. A disgusted Meryl Streep never wants to work with Julia Roberts again.
You should learn not to compete with me. I always win.
What? Right. A source says the Pretty Woman actress hijacked the ending of the star's blockbuster new movie, leaving Meryl and the film's original closing scene on the cutting room floor.
August Osage County.
Right.
I can't wait for this
movie.
Me too. Oh, my God.
Me too. My friend used to say my barometer of what's a good movie, anything Julia Roberts is in.
Well, yeah.
She's pretty and shiny, and I like it.
This is about a dysfunctional family fight. What's more awesome than that?
Hey, look, O.J.'s getting even fatter. O.J. Simpson, who is serving he's in the hole, as you
and
know.
Leon is getting larger.
Right, he's been caught literally stealing cookies from the prison cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
Prison guards recently noticed him hiding something under his prison clothes as he walked back to his cell. Apparently, after quizzing him, Simpson revealed that he'd hidden over a dozen oatmeal cookies in his shirt, and he just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as the guard kept digging inside his shirt, finding more and more cookies. Last time we saw him, I was like, oh my God, he ate the original OJ.
He did.
I thought you're supposed to work out in prison. What's going on? Okay, let's go to Ellen in Albuquerque. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ellen. Hello, Ellen.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I have one suggestion, and that is with respect to the discussion about health care. I think we'd get many more people's attention if we just simply took Obamacare out of the lexicon and instead just use Affordable Care Act.
Yes, tell them, all right, we will repeal Obamacare. All right, here he is. We're replacing it with the Affordable Care Act. Is it better now?
Really? Because, yes. You know, I forgot which one was interviewing people in the Midwest, and they said, do you prefer Obamacare or the Affordable Care
Jimmy
Act?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Said, Affordable Care Act.
I know. All right, you bunch of dummies. Whatever. We'll just call it whatever you want. Oh, one last celebrity stack. Okay. Madonna and Sean Penn back on again?
What? Really?
They're both single. They both find themselves singles. And Madonna's friends wish she'd get back with Sean. He will always be the love of her life. And she will always be charming.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Madonna.
I don't know. I've dragged that soundbite with me for years and years and years.
And you got that, like, clandestinely when she was near an open mic?
Yes, Hot 97 ever bought it. I used to do a bit more of DJ. And she used to sit in the hallway with her records, begging our program director to play her records. That's how old I am.
God, you're old.
See? That's what I told Robin Quivers this morning. We encouraged Mark Coney to invent this.
Was she handing you wax cylinders?
Yeah.
Was this the 40s?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.